Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sitting here trying to get this whole thing together. I see it wants to give me a hard time. So, you know, I'm trying to. All right, I think I'm on now. All right, so why are we so angry? Everybody's so angry. What's going on? This is TC's Lounge. If you ain't realized it by now, now you know TC's Lounge. I had started it up earlier and it kind of got out of hand, so I don't even know how much of that is just dead air, but that's beside the point. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. We made it to another day, but I want to know my original question. What is going on? Why are y'all so angry? What are y'all so angry about? Seriously. I like to, you know, on my downtime, I like to play video games, right? Anybody that ever played video games, well, nowadays, this didn't happen 20 years ago when I was playing games as a 12-year-old, you know what I mean? Now you play video games, people get on microphones. Online, I like to play online, I like to compete online, play, you know, people online. You know, people get on microphones, right? People got mics hooked up. First of all, think about it. We can talk to people through the internet, through your TV, through your video game system. That's something to even be excited about, okay? But to my point, people get online and start playing a game with you. And it's cool. Everybody's having a good time, competing, doing whatever. I don't know, depending on what type of game you play. And they start yelling and cursing and threatening you. What is wrong with you all, huh? What's the problem? Seriously, what are you so mad about? Why are you yelling and cursing at somebody you have no clue of? You don't know who I am. I didn't say a word to you. I got on yesterday. It drives me crazy. I don't know what's wrong with people. I don't know why people are so angry. I got on yesterday, right? And I'm playing somebody online. And, you know, it's a pretty good game. You know, good back and forth. And he gets on the mic randomly, goes, "Don't ever pick my team, nigga." I'm like, huh? Well, hey, man, it's just the game, bruh. It's not your team. Someone else created this game, mind you, for you to be able to play it. But it's not your team. And ultimately, it's never your team, because if you want to go even further than that, somebody owns that team, and that owner owns that team. And he could actually say, "This is my team." So what I really want to know is why was he yelling at me? What's wrong? Why do we get in traffic? Okay. Granted, look, I understand something. I want you all to understand something. I get road rage just like the next person. But I've been in road rage situations where people are literally rolled beside me looking at me. Like, wait a minute, everybody wait. You're driving down the road at 50 plus miles per hour and you're staring at me. I mean, Lord forbid something goes flying in front of your car, you get in a crazy accident, and then what? Because you wanted to scowl at me for 2 seconds? Why are you so angry? What's going on? Why are we so angry? We have the gift of life. Did you forget we woke up this morning and made it to another day? Oh, wait, maybe you didn't forget that. Maybe you know that and you're still mad. I just don't get it sometimes. I just don't understand the anger. Look, I try to put myself in everybody else's shoes, see everything from other people's ends of the spectrum. I really do. Like, this life is crazy. This world is crazy. Our obligations drive us absolutely insane. For goodness gracious. Why are we so angry? Like, you're just mad. At what? Your bills? Your family? Yourself?
But why are we taking it out on each other? Why are we out here? Why right now as we speak, there's some guy or some girl, but usually some guy, because it's rarely women do this, if ever, when I think about it. There's some person in their basement, and let's not even use the stereotype of a basement. That's some well-adjusted person is going to work today or tomorrow, or maybe he or she doesn't have a job. But this person is literally sitting around stewing. Like, I can't believe so-and-so didn't give me that opportunity. I can't believe this girl denied me the fact of trying to date her. Well, bruh, sometimes women don't even know who they want to talk to. You can't take that personally. I mean, I'm just learning that about women, but it took me all my life. You just can't take it personally. Some women are mean. I'm not going to put a race on it, but some women are mean. Some women deny you and don't give you no good explanation. She said, no, you're just not her type. She just don't. Think of it this way. If you were able to have a child, think about it. Would you just, some women sleep with any guy, right? But most women are particularly particular about who they sleep with, because if you end up being the father of her children and she wasn't attracted to you, she's going to be really upset. So you got to take it from that angle, and there's several other angles. But yes, there's some guys, let's get back to my point. There's some guy somewhere stewing right now, upset, mad at the world, ready to shoot people at a drop of a dime. Why are we so angry? Why? And that person probably got 10 times more money than I do, 10 times more opportunities than I do. For some reason, we just angry. I'm sorry life ain't going your way. I wish I could help. Like, I wish I could take all your problems and flush them. I wish we all could start from scratch. But why are we so angry? Look, I'll be the first to admit, I got attitude problems. Like, it's not attitude, like, I'm always on edge. I got, like, short temper issues, especially with authority. I always feel like if you start telling me what to do, I'm going to, I might start acting like a jerk in a way. But I admit to that. But I don't even like doing that. It's just something I've been trying to work on for the last couple years. It's like, it's not that big of a deal. It's an ego issue for me. I understand that. But you got so many people out here that's so angry. I told you about the people that yell at you in traffic. I told you about the people that, random people on video games that didn't even cut you off in traffic, yell at you for no reason at all. No reason at all. What are you so mad about? There's somebody waking up right now complaining. Hello, we got food, we got cars. You ain't got a car, you can ride the bus. You ain't got a bus, you can ride, you can walk. If you can't walk, you got a wheelchair, you can move. If you can't move, was Stephen Hawking, smartest man ever, he didn't give up. I'm sure he's angry in some type of way. I wouldn't blame him for being angry. If anybody has a reason to be angry, it's been mentally challenged and a handicap. Dang, you talking about an unfair lot in life. A lot of those people still find a way to be happy. You got all your senses, you got all your extremities working, and you mad? What are you mad about, really? Really? Why are you so upset? For what? It doesn't matter. You think you shouldn't be mad about these things? I know I'm being broad, but, it just bothers me. We got so much anger built up and pissed in on us. And we should just be happy. Like I said, we have food, clothes, shelter. We got opportunities, immense opportunities, especially if you're from America, even in other countries. You know, America's not the only country in the world. I'm not going to be one of those people. But my point, simply is, why are we so angry? Stop being so angry. Be happy you made it to another day. I'm so happy to be talking to you all right here, right now. I made it again. I did it another day. You should be doing the same thing. Why so serious? Calm down. Enjoy life. Breathe. Live. You got another opportunity to do well. That's all. Till the next time at TC's Lounge. Stop being so serious.